for joining me for the latest installment of TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm your host. The fall TV season is upon us, and just like in past years, there are shows with promise, shows with no promise, and flat-out duds. Here to talk about the shows worth watching and the ones worth ignoring is fellow TV critic and expert Jason Griffin from the site TVaholic.com and the TV Times 3 podcast. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
No problem. So let's talk about the shows you like first and the ones you don't later. Your list of likes includes Supergirl, Quantico, and Blindspot. I agree with you on 2 out of 3 of those. I didn't care for Blindspot, but we'll talk about that later. So what did you like about Supergirl?
I don't know. It's just fun.
Yeah.
I like these sort of – I've never been one that read a lot of comic books, you know. But I've always been a fan of movies and TV shows around these characters.
I
grew up watching the animated versions of these things, mm-hmm. On Saturday morning cartoons and things like that. And it's just, I thought they did a really good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the lead, Melissa, I don't know, is it Benoist?
Benoit? Yeah, I think it's French.
Yeah. She's just like super adorable.
Isn't she cute? You can't help but like her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because I remember watching the movie Supergirl with Helen Slater, and of course she's in the pilot as her adopted mom. But she was cute too, but this is a different level of cute. This is a whole other new millennial, right? I mean, she was cute, but not this cute.
Yeah, she really plays this sort of dorky, Kara persona, really well.
Right.
And then makes a pretty good transformation into Supergirl and sort of relearning to use her powers because she's, never really been doing that. And so I thought it was a good intro to the world in which they've set it and to all the different characters that they have.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really diverse cast. I really like Kyler Lee from Grey's Anatomy, who plays her adopted sister. She's great. There's a lot of diversity. David Harewood from Homeland is on it. And McCat Brooks, who used to be on True Blood, plays Jimmy Olsen, or James Olsen, as he says, because he's all grown up and awesomely hot.
Only the big guy can call him Jimmy.
Yeah, only the big guy. And I also think it's really great that they, speaking of the big guy, they don't ever really show Superman, at least in the pilot, but his presence is felt, and it's just the right amount of sort of a nod to him without it being about him, because this is her show. This is her time. So I like that, too. I think it's – and she's fun. She's like this great nerd girl. Like she's, I think we haven't seen that kind of nerd girl, quality since Liz Lemon on 30 Rock. So it's always good when you have nerd girls on TV and sort of that geeky, like you said, she's just like sort of really enthusiastic and gung-ho, and she's really believable in that role. I like Melissa Benoit. I don't remember. I was looking at her IMDb credits and they were saying that she was in like Glee and stuff. I don't remember her in anything else per se, but I like her in this.
Yeah, I do too. I think there's a good chance that she's going to do really well.
Yeah, yeah. Did Calista Flockhart bother you at all? It seems like Calista Flockhart has two speeds, Ally McBeal and Ally McBeal Light. But she didn't bother me in this either. So
I don't know. I don't know. I like Ally McBeal. I like her.
I did too. I'm not complaining.
Sisters,
right.
So, I thought she came off well as, sort of this, she's
bitchy
playing
boss,
well the persona
lady.
Of
yeah.
Cat Grant, this very well off owner of this huge media conglomerate, and I thought it worked well.
Yeah, definitely. Supergirl debuts Monday, October 26th, and sounds like Jason somewhat agree. I think you agree. Is going to probably be the hit of the fall season, without question. Because, well, first of all, competition is at their heart because there are a lot of bad shows, or not great shows, not horrible, but just not great. And I think Supergirl will definitely. Yeah.
There's lots of really well-done, mediocre shows.
Right. And Supergirl, though it is a super feat, it doesn't have to do much to rise above the mediocrity. You also mentioned you like Quantico, which debuted September 27th on ABC. What did you like about it? I think it has potential, too, but what did you like about it, Jason?
I like the sort of back and forth, the way they're telling the story of there's been some, you know, big sort of terrorist attack in New York City, and you're seeing a little bit of that play out, but then it jumps back to the leads, who's Alex Parrish, played by, what is it, Priyanka Chopra?
Who's just gorgeous. She's just...
You can't take your eyes off
her. It's ridiculous. Like, I mean, on one hand, I'm hoping that she's a villain just because it would be like, it would serve everybody right, because she's just so gorgeous. You're just like, wow, what is she saying? I don't know, but I love her. She's so beautiful. I do.
Yes, you can't take your eyes off, but then she's also not bad. You know, it's not
Well, she's
beautiful. She's actually really good.
She's actually a good actress. Right. I mean, that's the thing. That, and she can, you know, fight, hold her own. She has the physicality. It's just funny, though, because, like, you're like you're saying, it's like she's this unknown quantity, except, well, in India, obviously.
Unless you're in India, then she's like a very well-known
quantity.
Then
she's probably like, she's like
a huge star.
Right.
There.
She's like their Julia Roberts or something like that. We're all late to the party, and everybody in India is like, duh. but she's awesome. I like her. But I think the overall cast, I mean, there will be some tweaks as far as I can tell. Some people were saying that, like, Dougray Scott's not going to be, he's been recast, or I don't know who's going to replace him. So there is some, like, you know, kinks they have to work out that we don't even know the result of yet necessarily, because I haven't seen the reshot pilot. But I think it definitely has potential as one of the shows people will enjoy for the fall. And it has a good slot on Sunday. I mean, it's taking the – is it taking the revenge slot? I think.
It's taking the revenge slot where – its only real competition will be CSI Cyber on the network side of things.
Right.
There'll be plenty of things coming to cable and stuff. But
yeah, Sunday nights are tough. Yeah.
But yeah, I like the way that they tell the story. I was interested in the mystery and the, you know, what the potential conspiracy behind it was interesting. But then I also liked, although the FBI stuff did feel a little bit like Grey's Anatomy FBI,
the romantic tension between some of the people and one guy's gay and one woman is.
Well, it's a little bit more about if the show didn't open with like the present day scene and then flash back to their time at Quantico, if it just opened up with them all showing up for their 20 weeks of training, it would feel like it was a completely different show if it was just, you know, like a bunch of pretty people showing up to learn how to be FBI agents.
Well, that's good and bad. On one hand, you know, it's funny you said that, Jason. I was watching the pilot, and I remember because I had interviewed Anjanou earlier this summer, and she was awesome, of course, and I love her. I don't know what they're going to do with her character either, but she's great as sort of Priyanka Chopra's character's mentor, not quite mentor, but like somebody who is kind of on her side, believes in her when nobody else believes in her, or whatever.
She's like running the academy.
Right, right. She's over the fledgling wannabe, you know, FBI agents. But I watched the pilot and I just had this feeling watching it. It really feels like an ABC show. And that is good and like you said, and bad. But the good part of that is they definitely have a brand. Like there's a tone. There's a rhythm to their shows. Like you said, the pretty people element, the music, the pacing. And even though it's a show that's supposed to be more like Homeland than Grey's Anatomy, it definitely has that Grey's Anatomy DNA. And you definitely feel like, okay, this is an ABC show. And it's funny because we'll talk about some other shows like that on other networks. But I definitely felt that, like you said, even with the shows that are pretty mediocre, I have to give credit to the networks for at least branding the shows in a way that feels like it is a show on that network. And there's something to be said about that in a landscape that's really crowded and there's a lot of shows on. And I mean, not just on primetime, but like you said, cable, basic cable, now streaming on Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. So, you know,
there's like 40 plus new shows coming this fall.
It's insane. Yeah, so, I mean, it's just to even try to just focus on the primetime shows alone is a formidable feat. Then you start, you know, mentioning the cable stuff, and you're just like, forget it. I don't have energy But yeah, that's definitely one to watch. Quantico debuts Sunday, September 27th on ABC. Now, you mentioned that you like Blindspot, and you have to tell me why, because honestly, the only thing I liked about this show is that Marianne John Baptiste is on it, and I've loved her since Secrets and Lies, so of course, anything she's on, I'm going to at least look at it. But I just could not get past so many of the glaring plot points that I had a problem with, like the body of her body is covered in tattoos. She's in a bag in Times Square when they find her. Some dude's name's on her back. Come to find out it's this FBI agent who's going to help her solve whatever there is to be solved or prevent crimes or something. I mean, it's so all over the place. But what did you like about it? Maybe you convinced me.
Well, there's a big wacky conspiracy element to it. I like Jamie Alexander.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty.
And I like Sullivan Stapleton.
Yeah.
I've liked her all the way back to when she was on Kyle XY.
Oh, and see, I only know her from Thor. I don't really remember her from Kyle XY for some reason. I don't know. I blocked that show. I liked it, but I don't remember her.
Hmm. Yeah, she played, well, she was like the female counterpart to Kyle XY.
Oh.
She was Jesse XX.
Oh. but, of course.
Yes. But I like her, and I like Sullivan Stapleton from Strike Back.
I like him.
I think that they'll both be good at the action. I like the sort of the action adventure, a little bit of the conspiracy. Some of it you just have to kind of like The Blacklist, you just kind of got to let a little bit of it wash over because it was kind of tough to pull out a third show. The other one would probably be like Limitless. That I also liked that was right there in that sort of same area. There's a few there that I kind of like just because I like the action, you know, sort of the action oriented shows, and I like the leads. And so I'm interested to see where it goes. It could become, you know, even more ridiculous.
I think we can bank on that. I don't think they have anywhere
the
to go.
So that's hard.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Blacklist.
Pilot.
Right. It is
a pilot.
Yeah, I mean, that's so, yeah, to be fair, that is a little bit, that's not a lot to go from. That said, like, when you don't have a lot to go on the pilot and it's making your head hurt or you're looking at it and you're like eyes twitching, that's not a good sign. And that's how I felt watching it. But you mentioned Blacklist, and it's funny because James Slater has this ability to wipe away, well, for the most part, all the things that are wrong with Blacklist. You go along with it because you have him. And I just felt like there's nothing like that on a good portion of the shows that are, like, not great for this fall season. And that's the thing. It's like there has to be something that has to draw you in. Like The Player. I don't know if you'd watch that on NBC. The NBC pilot for The Player.
Yeah, I like that one as well.
I like the premise, and I liked Wesley Snipes. And I didn't want to because I don't like Wesley Snipes in general. For my own, he made some comments about black women reasons. But I thought every scene he was in was great. The problem was every time Wesley Snipes wasn't on screen, I didn't want to watch it. I didn't care.
You didn't like Sullivan Stapleton's counterpart from Strike Back?
No. That's the thing. It's like kudos to NBC for, like, you know, pulling these guys from Strike Back. But, like, at the same time, I think the other guy who's not Sullivan Stapleton is just not – there's not enough to him to keep you interested unless Wesley Snipes is going to – like, they're going to up Wesley Snipes, you know, interactions with him and his part in the show. But that's not really what the show is about, is it? I mean, at least the pilot didn't give that impression. So I don't know. Well, I mean, like you said, the pilots, that's all we have to go on. And because of that,
you would think that these days that networks might be wanting to get a little bit more out, especially if they have kind of a weak pilot.
Because that's what cable does.
It's like, look, you get cable screeners, and a lot of times sometimes they send to you the whole season because of their, I mean, because they're doing shorter seasons and they're on a different schedule where they're usually filming it long before it's actually going to air.
Mm-hmm.
But they're usually, what, 6-7 weeks ahead of time
mm-hmm.
on the network show. But then you get a pilot to judge on, and very seldom do you get, like, the lost pilot that's just, like, flat out awesome,
Or
like
Fargo,
you know,
right?
or something where you just where you watch it and at the end of that you're just like, I want to see so much more of this.
Right, or Walking
You
Dead, or Game of Thrones. I mean, there are so many pilots where I could name where you're like, wow, what was that? I just watched. None of that happened, ex with the exception of maybe like Supergirl. And I like Scream Queens. We'll talk about it in a minute. But I like Scream Queens for that very reason. And I know it's on your like your list of not shows that you didn't like, but shows are not shows not to watch. But I actually like Scream Queens. It just sort of reminded me of it's like American Horror Story Coven meets Mean Girls. And it was just so funny. It never took itself seriously, which I like when it comes to horror, certain genres of horror. Not zombies. I like my zombies a little serious. But when it comes to like slasher films and teenage slasher films, and this is of course set on a college campus with horrible, bitchy sorority girls, that's great. Like that to me is a recipe for just hilarity. And Jamie Lee Curtis is great. Niecy Nash is funny. Even Ariana Grande just was hilarious. I mean, like I was cracking up. You know, I don't want to give too much away, but she dies great. That's all I'm gonna say. She has great death. And so it's like. Just it's not brilliant television, but I kind of like the Ryan Murphy approach, and I like that. You know, I don't know. It just what didn't you like about it? I guess I should ask you before I go on and on about how great the show I think the show is. What didn't you like
Well,
about it?
for me, well, first, I'm not a big horror guy
Okay. Well,
to
yeah.
begin with, so
Okay.
from what I understand, there is a lot of homages to various other horror things within it that I probably didn't notice that, you know, horror fans may enjoy. But for me, it's a horror comedy that was neither scary nor funny.
Oh,
You know,
really?
so it missed on both levels of what it's going for. I didn't find it funny at all. I didn't find that the character interactions or anything really on the show to be all that great.
Like, did you
The
watch
first
Clue the movie? Did you? It kind of has like a little bit of Clue the movie, a little bit of American Horror Story, a little bit of Halloween. No?
Yeah, well, I love Clue the movie. And if this would have been that, that would be awesome. Maybe they can do that in season two.
It's that, but set in a sorority house. No, you don't. Okay,
I don't know. I just didn't get. I didn't find the stuff that was happening in the sorority house to be funny.
Oh,
I didn't find
the
the,
Taylor
you know,
Swift girl.
the.
Come on, you're tough.
No, there was. I sort of just sat there, just watching it, going, "What is this?" The first interesting thing happens at the very end of the 2 hours that they. And for
That
me, I'm just
was the
like,
first
that.
interesting thing to you?
Yes, the first interesting thing is how the second hour ends. And I was like, well, that's way too late to find something interesting. And it wasn't interesting enough to make me want to watch a third episode.
Wow. Man.
Yeah, I don't. To me, I
Maybe
like.
it's for girls. Maybe you just don't have the right parts. I
It
don't
could
know.
be.
I
I
don't know.
liked American
Girls and
Horror
gay
Story
guys.
Coven in the beginning,
Did
but it like
you didn't like
totally went
Coven?
off the rails.
Oh, okay. So you like Coven at
And I
first.
thought this
Okay.
started off the rails, and I
Oh.
don't see any chance of it getting back on.
Man. Well, okay. Well, we'll do agree to disagree. You like
Well, that's the thing. There's lots of opinions out there, and it's finding, you know, it's
Yes.
finding those TV critics and stuff like that where in different situations you jive like the same way, and
Right.
you know, maybe.
We have super. We'll always have Supergirl, Jason. We'll always
Yeah,
have
that's
Supergirl.
right. We always have Supergirl and Quantico will just
Supergirl
be.
and Quantico, and we'll split hairs on Blind Spot for you and Scream Queens for me. I love it. So you also didn't like Dr. King, which I agree with you on. It debuts Friday. Oh, sorry. Scream Queens, if you want to watch it, unlike Jason, debuts Tuesday, September 22nd on Fox. It's funny. I think Jason says no. You might have to have a vagina. We'll see. Okay, so we're going to Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken debuts Friday, October 2nd on ABC. A lot of critics don't like it, you and I included. And it just, a lot of people are saying it's offensive, it's unimaginative, it's one note. I just didn't think it was funny. I mean, I wasn't offended. I just was not laughing. I mean, what did
Yeah,
you?
I guess if you were looking for something funny and you went in, you'd be offended at how unfunny it was.
And how much time you couldn't get back after
Yeah.
you.
at the 20 minutes that you spent not laughing
and staring like, what is happening on my television, or in our case,
it's
a computer.
It's so bizarre. I mean, the cast, I mean, you have Ken Jeong, but
who's great.
Susie Nakamura, Tisha
right.
Campbell-Martin,
right.
Dave Foley, Jonathan Slavin. These are all people that I've liked in other things.
But not on this.
But you put them together, and they gave some of the weakest, most cliched material.
Because they know it's bad, too. You know a show is bad when the actors are like, what the hell? You can tell. Like, they were like just confused as to why, how did they get them on there? I think they were probably trying to figure that out as we were watching them. You know, it's so sad. I mean, I think Ken Jeong is funny. I think he worked on Community, and I think he worked on the Hangover movies, but this is not that. It's not either of those things. And he's trying to, I guess, play closer to who he really is. And apparently who he really is isn't funny. I don't know. It's just really bad. I've interviewed him before. He's funny just saying anything, like talking about the weather. So I don't know how this happened. I don't know how bad things happen to bad shows happen to funny people sort of things. You know what I mean? Like you said, everybody else in the show, including him, great on other things. On this show, not great. In fact, just beyond that, just really, really not funny. So it's not going to last.
I think it's by far the worst thing of the new shows that I've seen that's coming this fall, this fall.
Yeah.
And, could it with this cast, could a few episodes in, they find the funny? I don't know. I'm not going to be there to find out after this pilot episode. Usually I give things, more than one episode, unless it's truly horrifyingly bad. And then there's, I don't know, watching Dr. Ken, all I could think of is, man, I really wish Christella hadn't got canceled.
I know. It's like, Christella got canceled for this? You could have kept Christella on anything. Yeah, it's just, what a waste. You mentioned Limitless earlier, and I was not blown away by the show. I just thought it was okay. I mean, I liked the movie, but I just kept thinking the whole time I was watching it, this guy's not Bradley Cooper.
But
I miss Bradley Cooper.
At least the show does have Bradley Cooper in it, and will
in
have
the pilot.
In it occasionally.
Yeah, but
well, I'm pretty sure he's going to show up in like November and February and May.
That's not enough. That's not enough. They're doing the whole Oprah bait and switch, where she would have Oprah and Friends on her XM station or whatever, and they'd be like, "Oprah's going to be on Tuesday." But what about Monday and the rest of the days?
Yes, the rest of the days.
You can't hang a show on Bradley Cooper's going to appear sometimes. Like, it has to be more. Please tell me there has to be more of the show than that. I just was, underwhelmed. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the rest of the cast. I think Jennifer Carpenter's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Hill Harper's always really good.
Yeah, of course. But
and, so I.
Yeah,
and they set up.
It, yeah.
They set up some interesting, ongoing mysteries. I think it fits in well with what CBS has been doing recently, where they still sort of hit that procedural,
mm-hmm.
but their procedurals are becoming much more serialized.
Mm-hmm.
So you still get a story of the week, but there's something much bigger happening, which is what happens on Elementary and Person of Interest and
a lot of the
newer shows that they've had over the last few years. NCIS is more of the, you get a little bit about the characters, but there's no
right. I mean, it's part of a franchise.
Story arcs and stuff like that,
right.
But it's not. There's no season-long, really, story arcs a lot of times. It's not really about their home life or whatever. And so I like that aspect of it. I like sort of what they set up. I like Jake McDormand. I think he is sort of
I like him. He's just not Bradley Cooper.
Well, I think he's sort of Bradley Cooper, like would Bradley Cooper
like
wasn't
a poor
Bradley
man's
Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, Bradley Cooper wasn't always
can't
Bradley
afford
Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper was also the, the fourth guy or fifth person on Alias, at one point. He wasn't.
But I liked him then.
Yeah.
I stand by that. He's not that.
Well, I like Jake McDormand. I mean, I liked him on Greek and other things that he's appeared
Manhattan,
on.
Manhattan, what was that? That short-lived show, Manhattan Love Story, whatever.
He was not good in that.
Yeah,
that
nobody was, nobody can say that.
That was last season's Dr. Ken.
Oh, come on! Manhattan Love Stories was not as bad as Dr. Ken. No, Dr. Ken is, I don't even know. It's Dr. Ken is like that caveman show that ABC had like 5 years ago or whatever. That awful. Remember that caveman show? That was bad. Dr. Ken's bad like
That
that.
or maybe it's the work it of.
Ooh, that was ooh, with the men and drag. Yeah, that was bad too. Yep. It's on that level of bad. It's I come on, Manhattan Love Story was that bad. Ugh. So did you watch, was it Minority Report or Rosewood? What about those two shows? Did either one of those spark your interest? Would you watch either one of those shows? Like you said, it sort
I
of
was,
falls in the middle of mediocre. But
yeah, I think they missed the boat with Minority Report.
really, I like Megan Good. No?
I don't know. I didn't really. I think the show has a good sense of humor. There's lots
I
of good
like the
sight gags
humor.
and stuff like
Yeah, the
that,
awkward
but
stuff's funny.
it didn't feel futuristic enough at times. Like it felt like you were still in present day,
With cooler gadgets.
and then they at times they had to add like stuff to make it feel super futuristic.
Like
The
that
you know the
robot is making
opening.
fries and burgers. Yeah.
The opening, I don't know, the opening like investigation and the opening episode, it didn't feel like at the end of it, I didn't feel like what is the bigger story here, other than we're just going to follow these two now that are sort of partnered up. It also felt like they're trying to recapture Sleepy Hollow.
Really, because it reminded me of Fringe. It has a Fringe Sleepy Hollow thing too, with the whole by they're both, they're different, they're complete opposites, and she's black and he's white, and she's street
Yeah, I
savvy or
don't know.
whatever, and he's
I don't know.
sheltered.
I expected more, I guess. Well, I went into it with actually pretty low expectations after the seeming production troubles and like recasting and all of that stuff, and that it seemed to be that it was taking them forever to get a pilot episode actually finished. So I went into it while I was interested in it because I liked Minority Report, and I liked the idea of creating a show that's sort of like a sequel to a movie
Right.
and, you know, delving into that world. I think of the two shows that are doing that, I think Limitless is the better one, of the two shows that are sequels to movies.
Right.
But I don't know. At the end of it, I was just like, really? That's what they came up with for, you know, to be the opening episode to launching into trying to tie that back. I thought they did a good job of tying the show into the movie. I just didn't find it super interesting. Like the voiceover to open it up is really rough. You learn about a lot of the characters because they just sort of give you this expositional info dump at times.
Is this your
And then
father?
I'm
Yes, he was a cop. He is dead.
yes. I'm
But
also
it didn't
really
bother me.
glad.
I don't know. It just didn't. It reminded me of, I guess it, because it sort of has that fringe thing. She kind of has an Olivia Benson vibe. Or not Olivia Benson, but Olivia. What Olivia? What was Olivia's last name on Fringe? You know what I'm talking about, Olivia.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but now I
She.
can't think of anything other than Benson now
Because
that
that's Law and Order SVU, whole different cop lady. She does not have Olivia Benson vibe. She has Olivia from Fringe vibe. And I kind of, and like you said, and also the woman from Sleepy Hollow, and whose name escapes me. But she does, it's a combination of the two. I like that. I like that she's kind of like both. And I've never seen Megan Good play a role like this. And it's actually really, I mean, she played a cop, undercover cop on Deception, but that was just a really bad show. And they didn't even care about like actually giving her a character. This seems like a more well thought out character. And it really plays to her strengths. I mean, I don't really understand why she has to wear a leather jacket in the future that shows her cleavage, but if that's what works for you to fight the crime, whatever. You look great. So, I mean, I like seeing her in a role other than something like a rom-com. And like you said, the first case that they take on is not the most compelling case. Like, oh wow, like they're really gonna do some make some moves with this pre-crime revisit. But at the same time, I don't know. I liked her enough, and I liked their chemistry. I thought they had chemistry. Some people, I've read some reviews that they said they had no chemistry, which I guess that's, debatable. But I like their chemistry enough, or the dynamic between the two of them, that I will. I am curious about a second episode. I'll at least tune in to see how they where they're going to go with it.
Well, I'm curious to see where they're going to go with it and see if they actually can develop something and give me something bigger within this, you know, this futuristic world. So I will continue to watch, but more out of curiosity than out of actual, oh, I really want to see more of this.
Well, as long as they get you to watch a second episode, I guess they don't care.
Yeah.
Maybe enough. But yeah, maybe other people will be curious too. And lastly, Rosewood, what did you think of that?
I think if you like stuff like Bones and Castle, that you may like this type of show. But I think the pilot is really rough. Just talking about talking about info dumps. There's a lot of that where it doesn't feel like people are actually having real conversations. It feels like they're only trying to tell the audience all the backstory that they need to know about these characters. And I thought they tried to jam them together as becoming the new duo, like partners, like so quick in this episode that takes place over, like, you know, 2 or 3 days, that I was just like, why not just drop, if you want to get to that so fast, then why not just drop us into that already? And then we can sort of learn about, you know, that their partnership is new as we go along. But everything about it felt really forced to get to where they can now just sort of be partners, you know, going forward. And I'm not really sure what a superstar pathologist is, but I guess it has like that is advertising.
It's what he is. Beaumont Rosewood Jr. is a superstar pathologist, man. He doesn't need the police. He has his own superstar pathology. Yeah. Firm.
But I guess if you got a smile like that, then you're going to put
handsome.
Yourself on billboards around
the
town.
And he smiles a lot. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's funny. I reviewed it, and I had a hard time because I felt like the first pilot was not great. The second pilot was better with Lorraine Toussaint because she's awesome pretty much in everything. Like, she could open a bag of chips, and I'd be like, she's so compelling. So I liked that they replaced her. They replaced his mentor with her. They got rid of that mentor character. In the original pilot, which no one will see, so no one even knows I'm talking about other than people who've seen the pilot, the original pilot. And they put in Lorraine Toussaint, who plays his mom, and she is the one who now asks him to solve this murder for her because this is a former student of hers who's been killed. She believes, and they say it's a suicide, blah, blah, blah. But I like her enough that I'm like, okay, I like her, I like him. I feel like they have a chemistry, the Beaumont character and Via, the detective. I feel like they have enough chemistry, like Castle, like you said, like Bones, like Moonlighting, that I am curious enough to watch the second episode. Dominic Lombardozzi, I think that's how you say his last name, from The Wire, is going to be joining the second episode, and he's replacing Anthony Michael Hall, so it could get better. It has potential to get better. I like the cast, so it's one of those shows that's not great.
Yeah, I think if you like those types, if you like the more procedural, you know, mystery where you're going to get, you know, some funny banter and maybe a little bit about their, you know, their lives here and there, then I think you might enjoy this show. It really seems like it would be better off actually paired up with
Bones,
and as
it seems like an odd fit with Empire. First of all, I don't think the people who watch Empire are going to like the show. Other than, oh, hey, look, it's Morris Chestnut. I think he was in a movie with Taraji once, and they're black. There's black people. Let's watch all these black people shows, because otherwise, I can't see why Fox did that. It just seems like a odd fit. Not just because of the types of shows there are, but how many people are going to tune in at 8 o'clock and then stick around to 9 o'clock for Empire? The people who are watching Empire, I don't think are going to have that kind of. There's no momentum to do that. I know Empire is racier, but in a perfect world, it would have been better if it had been an Empire at 8 and Rosewood at 9.
Yeah, if you could actually, Empire is the type of show that you should be leading off with, but it's sort of hard to put that show at 8 when, when you only have 2 hours a night. But I think that if you want to go with, like, this strong female character, that you put Sleepy Hollow and Empire together, and then you have it sort of built around strong female characters that are, you know, pretty popular. as a 2-hour block, even though those two shows are completely different. But so is Rosewood.
Yeah.
And then you put Rosewood after Bones, and people that watch Bones are going to be interested.
Yeah,
in
I
a
just
show
think
like Rosewood.
Yeah, it would have been better paired with Bones. I agree 100%. And I think, or like you said, because Empire's a little racier, you know, it's unfortunate. If you're going to put it with Empire, it should be a lead-in, and then, you know, Rosewood would come after. I don't know. It's already not the strongest show, and I feel like Fox is setting it up where it won't have a chance either way. You know, it's like, how are you going to do this? But, you know, I could be wrong. We could be wrong. Maybe people will be like, oh, I love Morris Chestnut. He's in The Perfect Guy, which is the number one movie in America. I got to see this and keep watching it. I don't know. We'll see. Jason, thank you so much for talking to me about fall television. I know you have better things to do, like run your own site, TVaholic and TV Down Street podcast. But you made the time to talk to me, and I'm better for it. I think the show's better for it. Thank you so much. Can't wait to have you on again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. That's what I spend most of my time doing at those two sites, is talking about TV. So any other extra opportunity to do so, I'm more than happy to join in.
That's awesome. Thank you again. This is also the part of the show where we thank our sponsor, Record Surplus LA, the last record store. Visit recordsurplusla.com. NPR West, the amazing Theo Mondo. He's so awesome. I love you, Theo. You are so good to me. Production assistant and graphic artist Adam Janice, and you. Thanks for listening.
Makes me feel this way. The way I feel. Ain't no emotion so bright, so the pain. How could it be? Could it be so strong?